Welcome back to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. We continue in our journey through Mark chapters 8 and 9, and we get to the point where Jesus heals a demon-possessed boy. We begin with a word of prayer. Lord, thank you that yesterday you showed us glory on the mountain. Jesus in his brilliant, blazing brightness. Be with us today as we read your word, as Jesus and the disciples come back down into the valley. Lord, as we saw glory on the mountain, may we see glory in the valley today, a different type of glory, a glory that is shown through mission and ministry in the hard places. Be with us, O Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. So we pick up our reading from Mark chapter 9 and reading from verse 14. When they, that's Jesus and the three disciples who followed him up the mountain, came to the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and the teachers of the law arguing with them. As soon as all the people saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to greet him. "What are you arguing with them about?" he asked. A man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought you my son, who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not." "Oh, unbelieving generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" "From childhood," he answered, "it has often thrown him into fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." "If you can," said Jesus, "everything is possible for him who believes." Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." When Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the evil spirit. "You deaf and mute spirit," he said, "I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied, "This kind can only come out by prayer." So, glory on the mountain and glory in the valley. It's an absolutely basic lesson of discipleship that we have to engage in mission and ministry. Jesus leads us up the mountain where we can contemplate his glory, where we can spend time with him, where we can worship, where we can adore. But he doesn't leave us there. He leads us down into the valley and calls us to engage in ministry and mission in the hard places. And notice that this is not easy mission and ministry. They've had this amazing mountaintop experience. Jesus has been revealed as the Son of God. And they come down the mountain and you might think, well, mission is going to be easy now. Jesus is going to speak and everybody's going to be pressing into the kingdom. The disciples who've experienced this are going to engage in ministry and there's never going to be a problem. People are going to see and understand. Demons will flee. Sickness will be cured. And yes, everyone will believe. But we notice that this doesn't happen. There is mission and ministry, and there is wonderful progress for the kingdom of God. The boy is delivered. The father is freed from his anxiety. The Africa Bible commentary talking about this speaks of it as a real power encounter, and indeed that is the case. The powers of darkness are pushed back. Kingdom ministry is engaged with. But although this is happening, it is not easy. They come down the mountain and we can imagine the scene, the press, the tumult. The disciples who were there had been unable to cast out this unclean spirit. They'd been unable to help the boy or the man. There are others who are at the scene. There are arguments. There's commotion. Jesus hears and sees what is happening, and he expresses godly exasperation. How long must I stay with you? Bring the boy to me. And then we see the father caught between belief and unbelief. Lord, I do believe. Help my unbelief. Jesus has deep compassion on the father and on the boy. But as this demon flees, there are still people there who think that it hasn't worked. He's dead. But Jesus takes him by the hand, the boy, and lifts him up. A real power encounter, real mission and ministry in the hard places. But it's not easy. It's tough. We know this all too well. And many of you know this all too well right now. Mission and ministry is tough. It's hard to know even what it looks like. How can we reach out to people when it's difficult to do that physically? I want to encourage you as much as you're able to seek to minister to others at this time. Those of you who are key workers, those who are involved in church ministries, in keeping in contact with the vulnerable, in perhaps delivering food, in perhaps doing shopping, God bless you and be with you in those ministries. We recognize here that ministry is tough, and we take encouragement from the fact that it was tough for Jesus. Many, many years ago, when I was called into pastoral ministry, I was a student at Spurgeon's College. And in the final service before we were sent out, someone came and preached and basically said, ministry is going to be really, really tough. There will be times when you feel like giving up. There will be times when you despair. And you can't say now that someone hasn't told you about this. And my recollection, that was the whole of the message. I'm sure, actually, that he must have said something more and must have been a bit more hopeful and a bit more upbeat. But my recollection is that he said he was going to be tough. He said again, it's going to be tough. And then he finished by saying, it's going to be tough. And then he sat down. And I can remember thinking, what was that? We're ready to be sent out. We need something that is encouraging and that's really envisioning. We need to know how wonderful it's going to be. And yet, thinking back, I can't remember any message that has done more to sustain me in ministry than that one. Because it has been difficult. There has been suffering. And yes, there's been glory as well. There's been joy. There's been excitement. There's been people pressing into the kingdom, being baptized. There's been community transformation. There've been churches built up and people trained. But there's been difficulty and suffering along the way. I wonder if there's someone listening who resonates with this. I wonder if there are many people listening who resonate with this. We shouldn't be surprised when things are tough. Because Jesus said we need to take up our cross, and because ministry and mission was hard for him too. Take heart, be encouraged that our Lord Jesus knows and understands that he was there before us and that he strengthens us by the power of the Holy Spirit to do ministry and mission in his way. We praise our wonderful Lord Jesus, and we're strengthened for whatever he is calling us to be and do right here and right now. Let's pause and let's reflect on all that Jesus is saying to us through his word by the Spirit today. We pray together. Lord, you never promised us it would be easy. You did say that it would be glorious and wonderful. But in the words of Pete Gregg, you said that it would be essentially a dirty glory, that it would be ministry in the hard places, ministry to the broken, ministry to the vulnerable, ministry in the midst of mess and confusion and pain. Help us to be your people in these unprecedented times. Show us the way, show us how, lead us forward, that we might know not only glory on the mountain, but glory in the valley. Strengthen us to follow you in these days by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.